This morning we are going to think briefly about the babiness of Jesus. I think this is a fruitful way to think about God's ways back then and about God's ways today. And I suppose we could say that all of this is about what we call theologically the incarnation. God become flesh, God among us. Shall we pray? Lord God, I pray that we not make things too difficult, that we simply see what we know from around us and what we know from Scripture, and that it guide our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. It is often remarked upon, but probably just as often forgotten, how simple were the ways that Jesus talked about the kingdom of God. He pointed people to the world around them. You won't find great theological treatises in the words of Jesus generally. He said, consider the lilies of the field. Look at the flowers. Look at the birds. The kingdom of God is like a woman sweeping out her room. And he went on and on with these examples where people said, yes, I know what that's about. That's like our life. And so I'm going to, in some ways, follow into that tradition, although I would say consider the world in which we ourselves live. These are some things that I have noticed. Consider this about humans, about plants, about animals, and then we'll pick up again on this baby Jesus. So I spent a good part of my morning noticing the new grandson that we had last May. I watched and watched, and as I have watched him turn into a seven-month-old, it has been a constant reminder of how fragile a baby is. From the beginning, every tiny little system, the kidneys, the digestive system, whatever it is inside that little baby that regulates their temperature and their heart rate, and on and on and on. Their immune system. There's not a lot of room for error. Sometimes it just seems amazing that they're going to make it, and I think of all the dangers out there. Just one drop onto a hard floor. Our third grader was carrying around this seven-month-old, and all of the parents this morning were. And it worked. One infection, an allergy, and on and on and on. You don't need me to continue to illustrate what a fragile beginning each one of us had. That's the way each one of us started. That's life. It's fragile. That same tenuous fragility is evident not just in human beings, but it's evident throughout nature. I would call your attention not to the lilies of the field, but to corn. Every spring, I think the same thing. First of all, I'm amazed that corn has the energy. How in the world does it push out of the dirt? And what if there's a little clod there? Is that the end for that plant? And somehow it makes its way out. But even then, it's at the point where there's just that shimmering green on the field. And I cannot imagine that those fragile little plants are going to grow into what we know in August. It's just a miracle. Every spring, I think they'll never make it. Or finally, if we would go into the world of animals, and again, I could pick from anything. I'll take two different kinds of animals. One would be a baby hummingbird. Born with a brain the size of a pinhead, maybe. And for that species to survive, it depends on pinhead brain circuitry to already know how to fly across the Gulf of Mexico, or else the species will cease to exist. Every one of those circuits has to work. Who can imagine how tiny those are? Or on the other hand, a grizzly bear. Adults weigh 600 to 900 pounds, and the birth weight is around 1 pound, and born while the mother is still sleeping. little thing. Mom can't even help. Somehow it finds its way, it makes its way. You talk about a preemie. A 1 pounder for a 900 pound animal. Anyway, these examples are everywhere. That is the way that life begins on our planet. Every beginning is fragile. And now we take note, it is exactly in this way that the kingdom of God began. The hopes and fears of all the years. Resided in one baby. The Messiah did not appear on the scene like some incredible, full-blown, special effects, invincible super being. This world needs to be saved, and so we need an obviously strong Savior. Now, I think we've so supernaturalized, perhaps, and invincibilized Jesus that we miss the drama of a baby. It is right there in front of us. This is the way of God. This is the way of the kingdom of God. How often did Jesus not say, the kingdom of God is like? And in elevating the babiness of Jesus, we are saying the kingdom of God is like a Savior that is born so small and fragile. And furthermore, it wasn't just an illustration, it was a reality. Because even as Holly talked about waiting and patience, Jesus had to grow in wisdom and in stature, and it took time until finally he appeared there before John the Baptist. I would think this not only allows, but perhaps it also demands that we think about this then as it applies to our lives as a model for other kingdom beginnings. Doesn't it seem likely that if this is how life is, and that's what Jesus often said, look, here's how life is, and this whole plan of God is going to unfold according to how life is. The kingdom of God is like this and this and this, and God's Spirit will infuse it, but it will be here on earth. It will be incarnated. It seems likely then that if Jesus himself, as Emmanuel, God with us, started like that, then other kingdom beginnings both start small and they are fragile. Let me give you a couple of instances among many where we could trace beginnings back to the cradle, as it were, back to their birthplace. I'll take these in-house. If you didn't grow up Mennonite or aren't familiar with the Mennonite church, perhaps those hosting you can explain what this is. It's a multi-million dollar enterprise. It has involved this congregation in numerous ways. It's called Mennonite Disaster Service. A huge coalescing, or at least huge for our denomination, of energy that when there's a disaster and people say, if we live in the kingdom of God, then people who are at the lowest point of their life, they deserve to know of love and God's care and so forth. And it goes out across the nation. And it started where? It started one Sunday morning in a Sunday school class in Heston, Kansas. Some people sat around and they said, what if we wanted to make God's love more visible? What would it look like? And someone said, might we do this? You sense how fragile that is? They could have gone home and eaten a pot roast and forgotten about it. And in the same way that a little stalk of corn could have just withered and died, that could have died. Fragile beginning of an expression of the kingdom of God. Mennonite Central Committee, the organization in the Mennonite world in which probably more Mennonites have confidence that in some way this puts into reality, it gives human form to the care we have, that we believe God has for this world, and we want to put this into practice. 10 people around a kitchen table in Akron, Pennsylvania. And they didn't get along. It was inter-Mennonite. Should we trust those kind of Mennonites? Should we trust fragile, human? God's Spirit was there. What'll happen to this? Is the kingdom of God really at hand? Because it was just a baby, subject to, as it were, the infant mortality that comes when human beings get together and don't get along. Here locally in this town, the story has been published of the Jesus House ministry that began one day when, who knows the reasons exactly, it's just because they were moved. Tom and Bonnie Lentz put a sign on their house and it said Jesus. No vision of ministry, no nothing, just a sign that said Jesus. Some people knocked and wanted to know what was going on. And eventually this became the Jesus House. The kingdom of God is like a baby born. One of the technological things available to us today, which I see often in nature shows, is time-lapse photography. That's where they'll set up the camera, and so you can see it happens all of a sudden. The plant comes up and it grows leaves, and suddenly it comes up and it has branches, and then there is this large thing, and you see it happen in front of your eyes. I think it would be cool, and in some ways we have it, we can imagine it, if we could have multi-year or multi-decade or multi-century time-lapse video history so we could see visually how the kingdom of God has grown. And then there was this. We could say this about our families, I guess, our family trees, how they have grown. It started small. This person talked to this person. And then they had an idea, and it went here, and then it spread, and it went to this community, and it went to this country. And probably every denomination could talk about its beginnings in that way. Every ministry could be tracked back. What would this congregation look like if we could time lapse a record of why we're here today and everything that this congregation has meant? What our text does for us is it allows us to run the video backwards. The church of the 21st century, it goes back to the beginnings of the church and back to a cross, and then we go behind that and it goes back to a baby and to Mary and to Isaiah and to God's heart. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. It goes back to a beginning that says that God looked on this creation and said it was good. And then we reverse the video again and it starts unfolding and you see sinfulness, but you see the ongoing desire of God to redeem. And finally, once again, it comes into focus as a fragile beginning, a baby. This morning, what we're really doing is we're freezing the frame and focusing how it all hung in the balance. The rise and fall of the nations are going to rest on the fate of this instant. And if I could have told Mary one thing, here's what I would have told her. Don't drop him. Take care of him. Be careful. Be careful with this gift of God among us. So that first day, what she did is she wrapped him in warm clothes and she gave him the basic needs of life. And then time passed. So what are we in the business of? Well, we're in the business of the kingdom of God, and I would say the same thing to all of us. Take care of it. Be careful. That means that it takes us to a place, interestingly enough, where we think of every bit of life as sacred. Every bit of life is sacred. A committee meeting that we might be in, maybe that's going to turn into, well, we don't know. We might think of every interaction as, brothers and sisters, let's believe that we've been entrusted with a tiny little shoot. And dear Lord, would go the opening prayer of such times, make us good gardeners of your garden. The tragedy is that sometimes human beings thoughtlessly kill God's hopes and dreams. Some of it is based on impatience. We impatiently dismiss tiny shoots of the kingdom because we want packages of instant forest. Just add prayer and boom, we're going to save the world. And we overlook that which was small and in our midst. It's as if we want to bypass the incarnation. We want to bypass God's plans and play God ourselves, and so we have no patience. You can't make a bean plant grow by pulling on it, but we pull and we pull and we pull. We want to be God, and the bean plant comes right out of the ground and there's no harvest, and that is not the way the kingdom works. What Mary did is she took the baby, she wrapped him in warm clothing and laid him in a manger, and that was what needed to happen at that moment, and that was all. There was morning, there was night in this creation, and then came the next day, and Mary cared for him, and he grew in wisdom and stature, as is the way of God among us, as befits Emmanuel, God with us. It is not only that we sometimes become impatient, it is that we become destructive. How dare we? How dare we think that somehow because of our vision of how the world is to be, that we take it upon ourselves to obliterate life? To kill sacred creatures, whether innocent or guilty, as if we know how to make God's plans unfold more quickly as we would imagine them. So today we remember the birth of Jesus. And I am simply suggesting if we take Jesus seriously, and if we take God seriously, and if we believe that all things are loved by God, and that God intends good for all, that there is potential and life and growth in all, then we would see each day, each gathering, each event, each relationship, as a possible thing that we are to tend. We are to tend beginnings and growth, believing it will come to harvest, and in faith seeing the kingdom grow before our eyes. And I will, with this end, as I often do, both invitation and exhortation. May it be so. Amen.